Okay, I'm going to talk about a project looking at broccoli rotation's role in reducing nitrate leaching in vegetable production systems. And this research was done in conjunction with Michael Kahn, who you'll hear from in a few minutes, Tim Hartz, Barry Ferrara, and Trish Love, and then Kirk Post contributed some very important data to this, and he's at Cal State Monterey Bay. And then also we had research assistants, Elizabeth Almeida, helping us with these, with this work. So just, we've been kind of taking a little bit of a tour this morning of nitrate hotspots in the United States. And so now we're going to go to one of the real key nitrate hotspots. This is the Monterey County, the Salinas Valley, the Salad Bowl Valley. In California, and because of its proximity to the ocean and the cooling winds from the ocean, we're able to produce a lot of cool season vegetables there during the summer. So we produce about 90% of the vegetables, lettuce in particular, that's produced in the summertime for the United States. And but one of the key crops in that area is broccoli, with about 26,000 hectares, with lettuce about 40,000 hectares. And our research has been focusing on looking at tools to try and improve nitrate use efficiency, and so matching application rates with the crop need, of course, is very key in all of this. And then just as we were just hearing about, accounting for residual soil nitrate, mineral nitrogen is very, very important from whatever source it came from crop residues, fertilizers, mineralization of organic matter, etc. And then we're predominantly in an irrigated agriculture in our area, so matching irrigation amounts with the crop ET is extremely important in order to maintain the nitrate in the rooting zone. And then, which you'll hear about in the next talk, about accounting for the nitrate in the irrigation water. But another technique then is also to actually capture any kind of inefficiency, any nitrate that might have moved deeper in the crop profile with a crop. And obvious examples of that, cover crops are looked at, especially fall. Winter-grown cover crops to capture residual nitrate in the soil. And the problem in the Salinas Valley is because of the intensity of the agriculture, cover crops really aren't used very much. We start planting, we finish up the harvest in November, and we start planting for the next season in December and January. And so every field has a scheduled planting date, and so any of the fields that are going to be planted early in the season up through March probably is never going to have a cover crop on it. And so we estimate probably about 5% of the ground might get a cover crop, and that's good, but it's certainly not enough to help us capture a lot of the residual nitrate that might be at risk for being moved down past the root zones with winter rains. But one thing that is interesting is looking at deep-rooted cash crops, and one of the key vegetables in that regard in our rotations is broccoli. So we were funded by the Fertilizer Research and Education Program to conduct an analysis and evaluation of the nitrogen uptake dynamics of the coal crops, and I'm going to focus on broccoli here today. But here's just kind of a summary of what we found in the last couple of summers, this is a survey of 11 broccoli commercial production fields, and you can see the biomass, is around 9,600 kilograms. The percent N, and this is the total above ground biomass, about 4%, so it's very, very high. And so when you look at that in relation to the biomass, you're looking at the crop uptake being about over 300 pounds of nitrogen on average. And you can see that it varies a little bit, quite a bit. But if we look at the amount of fertilizer that's applied, in general, the growers are applying less fertilizer than the crop is taking up in this particular crop. And part of the reason for that is that broccoli is really kind of looked at as a rotational crop. It's not a crop that growers generally make very much money off of. And one of their goals is actually to try and lose less money on when they grow broccoli. And but there are times when they make money. But if you look at then what's scavenged from the soil, if you would look at it in that way, you know, there's generally more uptake than what's applied as fertilizer. Now, one thing, if you look at the fourth column there, the amount of nitrogen that goes away in the harvested product is about a third of the uptake of the crop, and two-thirds of it remains in the soil as very nitrogen-rich crop residues, which will mineralize very quickly. But we'll talk about that, but that's a whole separate subject that we won't touch on today. Really, the focus is just to look at what is this broccoli doing in terms of taking up this residual nitrogen. That, you know, I know that this brings up a lot of other questions, but that's what we're going to focus on today. And so what is the source of this non-fertilizer nitrogen? Well, there's a high preponderance of double cropping that's done in that valley. You know, typically growers are growing over two crops per season. So, like, let's say an average would be 2.2 to 2.4 crops per season. And a crop like lettuce, when they're disking in the residue, there's a lot of residual nitrogen that remains in the field, either from the mineralization of the crop residues or from fertilizer or from the irrigation water. And then broccoli is oftentimes grown in rotation with lettuce. Now, the other thing that we observed in this study was looking at the rooting depth of broccoli. It can be quite deep rooted. And so this graph here is the percent of the growing season, so 0% and then out to 100%, and then here's the depths on the y-axis. And so you can see by the time you get to, you know, 80% of the growing season, you know, the roots are reaching down to over a meter into the soil. Now, these are the deepest roots. This is not necessarily telling us the density of the roots, but certainly, that's interesting to see just how deep are they going, but the actual density, we'll get a sense of that when we look at some data. So here's a field was part of the survey, but we also had additional evaluations in this field. There was an irrigation rate evaluation that was imposed on it, and then we had the Decagon passive lysimeters installed in these treatments, and so we had a measurement of nitrate leaching. And so when we look at this field, when we start here on the left, you can see in the top 30 centimeters, this is a field that's following lettuce. They had about 91 kilograms of nitrogen. But if you look in the top 90 centimeters, there's 300 kilograms of nitrogen. So if you add up everything that's in the top 90 centimeters. So just focusing on the top 30 centimeters tells you something, and very important amount of, you know, nitrate that's there. But actually, if you look at it all the way down, there's an astronomical amount of nitrogen in this field. The grower put on a, quote, moderate amount of nitrogen. He put on 200 kilograms. The uptake by the crop was about 370. And in this particular example I'm showing you here, this was good irrigation management, managing the crop, the irrigation applications based on crop ET. And you can see the quantities there. And so in this particular example, we had about 41 kilograms that was lost due to drainage. Now, if you go to the standard irrigation treatment, you can see the quantities of water that were applied, and then we had about 120 kilograms of nitrogen that was leached. If we look at those soil nitrate levels in the top 90 centimeters and in relation to the roots when they're getting down to those depths, so that line that's coming across there, kind of stair-stepping, that's the rooting depth over the course of the growing season. And then the colors, the intensity of the red then there tells you the levels of nitrate at those three depths. And as you go across the growing season, you can see, I don't know if I can get this thing to work, but on the left here, before the roots actually get down and have a chance to have an impact, there's high levels of nitrate sitting there. And so for any scavenging that's going on, that's a very risky time, early in the crop cycle, when that nitrate's sitting there, there are no roots down to that depth. And so this scavenging plant is really not being effective at that point. And so that nitrate, and you can see that third foot, actually the numbers drop down before the roots actually get down there. And that's probably our most susceptible time to nitrate leaching. And here's just, this is a little, probably a little easier to show you, but you can see in the first 30 centimeters, the crop, you know, cleans out the nitrate very nicely. A very intensive root system at those depths, and then in the second 30 to 60 centimeters, eventually the crop is able to utilize that nitrate. But once when you look at the 30 to the 60 to 90 centimeters, actually the crop didn't really take up very much nitrogen from that. That depth, even though the roots are down there, the density of the roots, we don't feel was sufficient to do what it needed to do. And in fact, you see some example at mid-growth of those numbers coming up, probably due to nitrate leaching. So what we see then, if you look at the total mineral nitrogen there, 500 pounds, the crop uptake is about 370, lost to drainage about 41 pounds, and then the residual in at the end of the cropping cycle is about 90 kilograms. And then if you go look at the standard irrigation, there was more leaching, less residual nitrogen at the end of the season. So just in summary, you know, broccoli, this is really, I think, very important for our valley, is that we can use this broccoli, we can use this information to use broccoli as a remediation crop, because it's taking up more nitrogen than is typically applied. Actually, in the example that I showed you, the grower probably could have gotten away with probably very little to no nitrogen being applied. But following lettuce, there can be these high levels of residual nitrogen, and the broccoli captured a great deal. And depending on the water management, you know, a portion of that was lost. And but in this sense, the broccoli is acting like a scavenger. However, to complete the story, we're putting about 2/3 of that nitrate or nitrogen back on the soil as crop residues, and that will mineralize. But it could be accounted for in the subsequent crop using nitrate quick test. So that's it, but that's another story. So that's it.